Good morning. Well, I think it's fair to say that Jesus' style of newcomer ministry is a lot different than what most churches do with newcomer ministry. When you hear this gospel reading this morning, most churches, and we're part of that, new folks come, and new folks come to a church in many different ways. Some come through the doors on a Sunday through worship. Some come to know a parish, St. Paul's in particular, through different ministries we're a part of. Sometimes things we're doing in the community, people become connected to St. Paul's, and it's always our nature to want to welcome people. This morning, our greeter ministry is beginning this year, and in new ways, we're exploring the narthex looks a little different as we look at the flow of movement. But our greeter ministry is here to greet folks as they arrive and welcome them. And part of what we do when we welcome new people is try to kind of let them know about this community. We're glad you're here. We're glad to see you. And we look forward to you engaging, becoming part of this community, and entering into relationships together. And we share with people the many ministries that, not all at once, but over time, the many ministries that we have here, become a part of, become engaged in. There's over 60 ministries here, and some of the ministries are more ministries that we do, I like to say, sort of within the community, ministries of formation, our children's formation, which classes begin today, our youth formation, classes begin today, and our EYC kicks off tonight, adult formation, which begins today. Those are times for us to be nourished and fed and how we're formed together. There's also opportunities for fellowship and relationship and coming to know one another. Also room in our community to reach out for healing, folks who are going through challenges, health challenges, other challenges in their lives. We have our Care and Share ministry with over 180 people involved in that ministry, ready to help and reach out and do various things together. And so there's so many things we do within our community. Coming here on Sunday to worship, to be fed, to pray, to sing, to come to see each other, have a cup of coffee and get together. There's also so many ministries that we do beyond these walls, beyond the property. Many of our ministries, actually, are in the community and beyond here. And we invite and look forward to people becoming part of those. So it's about trying to develop relationship and see and help people discern where their journey is taking them and where they can both be a part of St. Paul's and perhaps also lead us into new possibilities as well. That's our style. Jesus, though, it seems, has a different style. In our gospel reading today, what's going on is, last week, Jesus was sitting at a dinner with some rather elite group of people, leaders in the synagogue, leaders in the community, and he had a meal with them and challenged them. But today's gospel is about Jesus walking down a roadway, and it says a crowd was following him. A crowd. I went to the Greek text, which I rarely do. It sounds intelligent when you say that. I went to the Greek text, But I went, and it's interesting, the word for a crowd is actually the same as the word for mob. The crowd, mob. There were just people following Jesus. These are people like you and me, just walking in the street, drawn to this Jesus. What is he about? What is this message that he's preaching? We're drawn to this. We're following this. These are newcomers. Really? New people to this walk? And Jesus turns to them and says, "Whoever comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and even life itself, cannot be my disciple." He also says in this reading, "If you cannot take up your cross, you cannot follow me." At the end he says, "And if you cannot give up all your possessions, you cannot follow me." I'll tell you, if someone came to me at St. Paul's and said, "We'd like to have Jesus chair of our newcomer and welcoming ministry," I might say, "Well, maybe there's other gifts that he could bring." But this is a challenging reading, and When you hear, and I've said this, I said it last week, I'll say it again. Whenever you hear something that Jesus is quoted as saying in Scripture that seems unlike anything Jesus would ever say or do, he probably said it. And the early followers of Christ had to include that in these readings. And so when we read something like that, sometimes we're drawn to see, well, can we do some kind of an end around? You know, can we somehow maneuver around this phrase? I mean, maybe it's not what was really meant here. Maybe this is what the word really, maybe it doesn't really mean hate. Actually, Matthew's gospel has a similar reference to this, but Matthew softens it. Matthew says, if you love your family more than me, you're not welcome to follow me. Does that have a different sound to it? But Jesus is saying, if you don't hate. So I went to the Greek text and looked up the word that's there that is being translated as hate. And the Greek word, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, is miso. And the Hebrew word, I think, is meseo. And surprisingly, you know what it means? Hate. we just can't get around it. So, you know, what does it mean? I'm not sure I'm prepared to answer that question today, but we're called to engage with it and sit with that. Sometimes it's called hyperbole, or you say something in a dramatic way to get people to think. You know how sometimes if a person's here and you want them to move from here to here, you stand over here. Come on over here. Okay, they come this far. Yeah. Is that what Jesus is trying to point out today? I don't know. But I do think what Jesus is trying to do in particularly these three things that I'm highlighting in that gospel reading is he's trying to get us to realize that if you're going to follow me, this is a serious change and transformation in your life. It's a different way of being, and your life will be changed and transformed and challenged, as well as the world of which we are challenging to change and grow into the vision that God has for it. And so be prepared for that conflict. Be prepared for that. You know, in some ways, there's a very honest message in this. You know, so often, I think it's fair to say, so often religion is looked upon as the goal is to be nice. You know, oh, I like that church. They're so nice. I just want to be with nice people. And religion becomes nice. It doesn't challenge anything. You know, we like where it is. And Jesus perhaps is challenging that in his time and in our time too. So how do we live into that ever more deeply? I think there's so many opportunities here to engage in our own lives being changed and transformed. As I mentioned before, in some of the things we do together as a community, through adult formation, through children's formation, youth formation, through worship and prayer, through so many things, and caring for one another, we're transforming each other, but not just for the sake of us, but for the sake of being able to go forth and make that kind of a difference in our world. And you know, in our time today, I could picture, you know, Jesus saying to people and through our ministries, you know, the world around us is different than what we're trying to live into by following the gospel. You know, as we welcome refugees into this community, we're not necessarily living in a society or a culture that welcomes that. So if you want to follow me, be prepared for that conflict. Racism and violence is so much a part and is rising up in our society and culture. If you want to stay with that, don't follow me. As we look to walk with and welcome our LGBTQ sisters and brothers and siblings, there's a world out there that is not as welcoming. And if you want to live in that, then don't come follow me. There's a message to this, the racism, the violence, the gun violence, the utter sometimes unwilling to care for the other. If you want to live like that and be nice, don't follow me. I think there's a real message to what Jesus is sharing with us this morning. And so, hate brother, hate sister. You know, I know I love my family. So that's I'm sure, this conflict, this disagreements. But one of the things about becoming part of a faith community is we agree to be part of a community that is diverse, part of a community that we don't agree with. You may not even agree with some of the things I'm saying, and that's okay. But that's what being in community is about, hearing and encountering and being in relationship and conversation about things and ideas and concepts and visions and dreams and things we're doing that bring us to kind of continue to think. We're called to carry our cross daily. You know, we may not be having a cross right now in our life, but we're part of something larger. There's a cross in our world. There's hunger in this world. There's devastation in this world. There's oppression in this world. And that's the cross. And we're called to be part of a community that carries that cross. We can never think, because my life seems to be going pretty good right now, that others are not. And so we have to carry that cross. We have to engage with that world where there is poverty, hunger, violence, oppression. And if we don't want to do that, Jesus, don't follow me. Here's a challenging one. Give up all our possessions. Well, give up all our possessions. I'm holding on to my possessions. How about I get to here? How about I give this to St. Paul's? How about I, Jesus, just give it all up. That's the dream of Jesus. And Scripture even just says, even if you tithe, can you just give 10%? That's a challenge. That's a challenge. But the call of Jesus is, how do we engage with our possessions? You know, the phrase, do they possess us or do we possess them? And what do we do with them to deal with the cross of our world, to deal with the conflict in our world? How do we support what we're going forth to do as a people of faith? So I just think the gospel reading today, I can't get around that word, hate brother, hate sister. I ask you to sit with that. Sit with that. What does it say? Now, as I've engaged with it this past week, it's brought up some of the thoughts I've just shared with you. But how are we challenged to go forth? And how do we live into that here at St. Paul's? I'm very excited today. You know, today is the beginning of what we call our program year. And it's almost like a newness about us. And I hope that what we're doing with our children, we're doing with our youth, we're doing with our adult formation as well, that we are engaging one another to find dreams and ways of making a difference and engaging with the world beyond us, so that as we are transformed, we're a transforming presence in this world. I don't know about you, but I want to follow Jesus. I want to follow Jesus. And the call of Jesus is one of challenge, always transformation, and yes, sometimes conflict, as we discern and decide and discuss how do we go forward together. But that's part of being in relationship with one another. And as I've always said, we come to this table to be fed and nourished. Not necessarily because we all agree with each other, but because we're in relationship with each other. And that relationship is significant as we continue this journey together. So let us go forth this day as members of the mob. That's different meanings in New York. But members of the crowd, members of the folks that we walk together with, listening and following this Jesus, and listening to where we're called to go, where we're called to be as a people together, and discover new possibilities in each of our own lives, in this parish community of St. Paul's, and in this world around us.